Welcome to Rain Check. We're back with another short episode about fall winter. Today, we're going to talk about System A and some leaked photos from the upcoming collection, Arc'teryx Leaf, some news about its availability to consumers, Goldwyn Zero's inaugural collection, and the most recent acronym drop. Stay tuned. First thing, System A leaks. We've seen a few things. Nothing particularly fascinating. What are your guys' reactions?
I like the black jacket more, but I think that's also because I'm being thirst trapped by the model.
There's like an insulated jacket, looks a little cropped, some leaf inspiration there with the paneling, I think. The color blocking seems a little bit more like old school ski jackets that they're kind of bringing back from mainline. We saw a quiver that's all black with pink details instead of the gold, sun gold kind of color that the previous System A quiver was. And then probably like some tees with logos on it.
Yeah.
There were some pants too, right? There was an insulated pair of pants.
The Polar Tech sweatpants.
Right, and they're Polar Tech Power Air, correct?
Yeah, that's what I've heard so far.
That's interesting. They've never used that fabric, and it's not a fabric you see very often, but I like it. It's like a fleece that doesn't pill.
Mm-hmm.
It has like little air pockets. It's a little plasticky, but it doesn't feel like your typical fleece, and it's pretty comfortable for what it is.
The last time I heard of a brand using Power Air was that brand which shall not be named, the Aritzia subsidiary.
Yeah.
They were doing pants in that. Or a bunch of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I had a hoodie in that. It's okay. It feels a little too plasticky for me, but I think performance-wise, it definitely shines.
And then you donated it to a charity shop because we're boycotting them, right?
I burned it. That thing's in the landfill right now.
I have the pants that shall not be named in that fabric, and I wear them under my ski pants.
Oh, interesting.
No one ever sees the label. Just FYI.
Yeah, you like remove the side label from the left leg, eh?
Yeah, I seam ripped that.
Like, I like the fabric and I like the idea. I just don't trust mainline pants. Like, I don't think I've ever found like a casual mainline pant that like I've really liked over time or fits really well too.
I mean, I like my pelts and then they died.
Didn't the cargo fall off?
Yeah, both pockets, both sides fell off. A plus construction.
Interesting.
I don't know. This insulated jacket seems better than the last go around for fall winter.
I like this one. I really like this one, actually. I think it's a little too over-engineered. Like, for context, it's basically, an insulated Alpha SV with hand pockets, and it has the bicep pockets as well, and it's got that Velcro too, right? Then it's, like, color-blocked in the chest, kind of like a Proton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it looks good. I just wish it wasn't System A. I that's my only issue with it.
Does the black version have pink details on it?
I don't think I've seen any. Have you?
No.
I can't remember off the top of my head.
I think it's just the quiver that's like black with like the pink logo and then zipper pulls.
Well, shit. I mean, if it's all black, then it sounds kind of interesting. I would love it if they did a third color, not instead of the hot pink.
Like, what kind of color do you want? Like a white one again? Like kind of like the older seasons?
Chalk.
Chalk, ah.
Yeah. Comet? Comet was fun. Dynasty would be cool.
Oh, Dynasty would be sick, actually.
Like, they haven't done that, like, a bright-ass red, right?
No, not for System A. Have they? No. Because they've done, like, that blue last season for, like, the short-sleeve soft shell, right? Like a Comet-ish, kind of?
Yes. Yeah. But that was more, like, more royal blue, almost.
Gotcha.
Nice, we've devolved into color talk.
No, I got a good color talk point. So I actually like the pink, but what I don't like about it is that it feels like this ham-fisted way to do unisex.
Oh, it's with pink. It's an easy criticism.
But I think they're doing that to make, like, yeah, this is unisex. Look at this color without changing their approach to the styles and the fits.
Would you extend that to Valence Women's? Because they're doing a hot pink this season as well.
But I don't think women want that pink either. That thing's like truly offensive. Like the Valence one, at least.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
For some context, guys, like if you haven't seen the System A leaks and you can't find them, if you look up the grotto beanie from this season, there's a version that's black and pink, and it's that same color palette.
You could also join the Discord. We're not gatekeeping any pictures.
Yeah, right.
We gatekeep in other ways.
Venmo me $5 and I'll send you the drive.
Yeah, with System A, I kind of feel like at this point, if there's one good piece per season, then it's meeting expectations for me.
This one looks interesting because it looks down insulated, which is nice because Arc doesn't do a good mainline Gore-Tex down insulated jacket. That looks good. I don't know, just the logo placement's kind of mediocre and the Velcro is really unnecessary.
Yeah, I think some people like the logo, some don't. Like, I get it. Something we've never talked about here, probably for good reason, which is Arc'teryx Leaf, law enforcement and armed forces.
This shit's impossible to buy now. I've lost so much sleep trying to like find a jacket my size.
So they just put out an announcement that they are no longer selling to the public. They're only selling to military contractors as of January 2023.
So does that mean, like, what does that mean for distributors like DS Tactical and whatnot?
So I've heard, like, conflicting information. Like, some places have told me that there's no more wholesale orders going through. And that, like, if you want Leaf, it's only going to go through if, like, a platoon actually places an order. Like, there's no more biannual production. And then other places are saying that they are just going to make it harder for retailers to sell it to you. I have no clue what's going on. I'm leaning towards to the latter, and then that they're probably going to cut off supply at the tail end of next year.
That makes sense.
I mean, to be honest, it was kind of like wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Your average person could have gotten it. I mean, it really all of us always should have been. Kind of like, you know, like Patagonia Mars. Definitely way very inaccessible for the average person to purchase, especially brand new. I think it's, I mean, like the stuff is cool. I have a bunch of like Leaf boxers, Leaf t-shirts. This shit used to be sitting. They're the best.
The Leaf,
I love them.
Long johns in the same fabric as the t-shirt are the best long johns I've ever owned in my life. The only issue is they're like $180 a pop at retail.
They are the best long johns. They have the seam that twists around, yeah. So it's on the back of your leg. Yeah, it's brilliant.
It's so, and it doesn't develop holes like the frames. It's like such a good long john. I play Call of Duty in them.
Yeah, it's strictly for you know, Warzone.
For
Warzone
gamers.
Cosplay.
It's for the long gaming sessions.
Kobe might wear them hunting, but not us. Definitely not us city boys here.
I wear mine under like sequined pants when it's like really raining or snowing outside, but I've only done that like 4 times.
Yeah, I feel like wearing multicam hunting might be more of a clown move than just wearing it on the streets.
Yeah, bro, you're not wearing some real tree.
But the Leaf that I own is some of my favorite Arc'teryx stuff.
What do
that
you
I've
own?
Ever had. Well, I have the leggings. I had the baklava. I'm not going to disclose the other things I have. I have the Colt WX and Croc.
The LT.
LT, yeah, which is phenomenal. And the Alpha LT shell in Ranger.
Nice.
I think that's it, yeah. My father has the knee pads, so shout out
to him. Your father has? Oh, I remember you were trying to find those for so long.
They sell out, like, regularly. I used to, yeah, they're hard to get. I have a pair for gardening, and they're, like, really hard to get.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
you have them?
Yeah, I had credit at US Elite, and I was like, okay, I'll buy knee pads.
See, this is everything that is wrong with the system.
This is exactly, I'm the reason why you can't buy this shit anymore.
This is why the system is right. What is the other thing that I have? Oh, yeah, I have the, what's it called? The duffel bag, which is okay.
That's pretty tight.
That thing's sick. Wait, yeah. What color is the logo on yours? Is it red or is it black?
It's black.
Okay. No, that's a better one. Fuck.
No, perfect for the ops.
To keep in the back of the F-150?
It has a huge logo on it. It's like a Sys-A size logo.
Shit, I think I should just go buy one before it gets impossible to find.
I have all the peak, you know, Stolen Valor gear. I've got the back hat. Unfortunately, it's Gen... Oh, the fitted is Gen 1, right?
I have no clue. I don't wear hats.
Yeah, the fitted is the Generation 1, and the snapback is the Gen 2. So I have the Gen 1, which is the better one. And then I have, you know, all these these wool inner layers, and that's about it.
They're solid.
Real Stolen Valor.
Leaf is solid because I find some of the mainline fit blocks to be a little too long and skinny, and Leaf is like the complete opposite of that, right? It's short in front, so it doesn't interfere with like your duty belt, and it's wide. Like for the city context, that means you can wear chunky sweaters and you can layer more. So it's like really good product, and I really like it. I can understand why they don't want like people like us buying it all up. Like, I think this band makes sense, especially since like I feel like years ago Leaf was way harder to get than it was now. Like before 9/11 wouldn't sell it to civilians. I have no clue when that changed, but yeah, I guess they're just going back to like their old policy.
Yo, John is out here wearing is the only person wearing Leaf with Jill Sander and Margaret Howell.
No, Patrick is actually, Patrick, I can't pronounce his last name, but Patrick S did that before me.
Between me and you, we just ride him.
He lives the ideal lifestyle, right? Like, this guy has a cabin in the woods, drives a sick truck, like, wears Jill, but actually runs in Norda's. Like, he's a sick guy.
I think he and Jim Tomley, that's probably not the right way to say his name, are the two most interesting Arc'teryx lifestyle Instagram personas.
One hunts in them, the other skis in it.
Yeah. Well, how about how people engage with Leaf online? I think that's an interesting piece of this. A lot of people have all kinds of different associations with Leaf. And I think one big one for me is just seeing the pictures of dudes like decked out in the gear, doing some soldier cosplay with some, you know, assault rifles and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, that's that. I feel like that's something uniquely American. Like, that's some crazy stuff. I mean, if it wasn't going to be Leaf, it was going to be some other brand.
I just think it's interesting that they do it in Leaf of all brands. Yeah, given its cost.
I mean, I think that's part of it for them. Like the whole role playing. Like, oh, I'm gearing up, you know, top of the line gear. I'm going to get the best assault rifle, all the attachments and shit, drop 10 bands on this, and then, you know, go shoot some targets.
It's peak optimization mindset, right? Like Cole says, you know, best guns, and then just take your gear out because you don't actually have a real use case for this. Like, when I was buying my Cole WX, I watched a review video of these two guys patrol the woods in America.
Yeah. I've seen that.
In the Cole WX. I'm like, buddy, like, you're not patrolling a border or anything like that. You live in Montana. Like, I have no clue what that was all about. I see a lot of that, which is really weird. And I feel like a lot of online communities are like that too. Like, if you read a lot of the comments on like Soldier Systems, it's like a big military blog, but they talk a lot about Leaf. A lot of the guys don't serve. It's weird. They're like this weird gray zone. They're not like PMCs, but they're not like in the military either, but they buy and wear Leaf.
Oh yeah, remember the video of the Blade backpack review? Where the guy just casually, like, pulled a Glock out of one of the pockets.
Is that the Blade or the messenger, the courier?
It's the courier.
Really? I thought it was the Blade backpack.
It's probably happened in both.
Yeah, it probably has.
Like, one of the earliest pictures I saw of the Gnomon on IG is the Gnomon right next to a Glock.
I have no words for that.
The thing with the Leaf guys is they know nothing about clothes. So it's all just them walking around in the woods looking like fools. There's no educational value.
Yeah, like the litmus test is, does my plate carrier fit under this jacket?
I didn't understand that the jackets were intended to hold plate carriers under due to my innocence.
That's why I was
kind of surprised.
The armholes are so low, so you can put body armor.
So big.
Yeah, I love it. It's so good for putting chunky Jill sweaters underneath.
Just as they intended.
I think the funniest thing is, and we'll probably link this when we post the podcast, is I was scrolling through Kobe's old pictures to find some of his Cole WX pictures, and one of the comments reads, it's like, you are the prime example of the people that wear and design Leaf hate. Was it like a stuck-up city fashionista or something like that?
Something along those lines. Fashionista was definitely in there. That was a long time ago, too.
Yeah.
That was before the ban and whatnot. Why are you looking at my Instagram if you feel that way? That's what I don't understand.
Kobe, you get so much online hate, man.
I really do.
You Skeletor's son.
Has your vitamin C deficiency improved? If anyone has a Cole WX SV in black or croc, size medium, hit me up. I will pay great money for it.
Dude, no one listens to this podcast anyway.
Yeah, no, absolutely no one.
Yeah, no one who owns any Leaf. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like our listeners exclusively interact with Leaf. Like, we put it on a pedestal, and then we just, like, meme about what playing Warzone while wearing it.
That's all it's designed for.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some Leaf that feels, like, relatively wearable, and then stuff that's too much, like the assault pants and the
multicam
shirts and whatnot. Yeah, basically anything multicam. You got to draw the line somewhere. Okay, so now we want to talk about Goldwyn Zero.
I was talking to Kobe about this off camera, but like, so Goldwyn's a Japanese outdoors brand, and we were talking. I feel like everyone always calls Desante the Arc'teryx of Japan. I feel like Goldwyn is the Arc'teryx of Japan. Like, if you look at some of their older stuff from like 2018, 2020, that stuff were real like Valence killers. Like, they do really good quality jackets. Their down is crazy because they take, like, their down isn't even, like, fill power. They do, like, this sheet down and they put it inside their jackets. It's just, like, or they also do, like, ceramic coated down. Like, they just do really high quality stuff. And I think what makes it really Valence-like is the finish is, like, super clean. Like, it's got that Valence Arc'teryx distinction of, like, nice, clean, minimal seams and just, like, really good minimal product.
They really do like some really cutting edge stuff, like the brood protein that they used in some of the Goldwyn Zero product, as well as like I saw some advertisements from them like talking about like recycled sea plastics, like fished out from the sea, made into insulation. Honestly, like the level of innovation is far beyond, you know, like Arc'teryx year in, year out, Gore-Tex Pro, the new Gore-Tex, Gore-Tex most rugged, most breathable. I think it's really cool stuff. So with the Goldwyn Zero collection, they brought in this designer. I think his name is Jean-Luc Umbridge or something like that, something to that effect. And he has his own brand. And essentially the stuff is, and the design language is pretty shared between Goldwyn Zero and his eponymous brand, hyper articulated, lots of external paneling, lots of external seam taping, very like, if you think about old Valence being like architectural, this is like the lines are a lot more organic and a lot more, you know, like, let's be honest, like a lot of this, like the seam taping and paneling, it's like purely decorative, but it looks pretty intense. It looks pretty sick. His own collection went pretty quick on Slam Jam. I remember like taking a look at it, you know, not that I was going to cop anything, but it sold out pretty fast. And then so Goldwyn Zero, I think it's his brainchild. And there's some like pretty out there design choices.
I think you hit it on the nail where you, like, it's really refreshing that the flagship jacket is not like a Gore-Tex jacket. Like the white one is like that. I have no clue what brood protein is, but it's just really cool. That's like their flagship jacket.
Honestly, I feel like they're doing a lot of the stuff that Valence aspires to do. Like, you know, try to find a niche in the fashion world, try to make that unison between fashion and technology and like technical design, and they're eating Valence's lunch because like they're way more avant-garde, they're innovating far further, and like it's way more adventurous and out there, and I'm really enjoying it. I'm planning to buy some stuff. I haven't decided on what yet, but Kobe, I think you did.
Yeah, one little thing about what makes Goldwyn Zero interesting is that it feels like Valence that's a little bit more in line with the trends. It's a little more outdoor, mountain focused. They're pretty vaunted in the ski world. I think that's where they got started. And I think a couple, like they outfit a couple national ski teams in Europe. But yeah, I got the vest. It's really nice. I think it was the most attractive piece in the collection in that it's paneled and it has the ornamental stitching. The details are interesting, but not really practical. It has the two zipped hand pockets on the chest with some fleece lining, and they're a little high and not very warm. And the zippers, all five of the zippers on the garment, others at least on the outside, are super tiny and kind of hard to operate. The hip pockets are positioned a little awkwardly, but store a decent amount. And it's reversible. The inside's shiny. And the fit's good. A little less slim than your typical outdoor vest, but still sleek. I like it a lot.
What's it insulated with?
I'm not sure what it's insulated with. Yeah.
Gosh. That's one thing. Like, you'd wish that their online, like, you know, the merchandising and whatnot, like they would be a little bit more descriptive about the materials and used and whatnot. They say, for example, like Notre and Essence will have it, but like I've talked to customer service at both places, no word, no idea. So yeah, I'd love to see, like, know more, see more what they have coming up next.
Yeah, who has the accounts right now? Like, the distribution was really slim, I think, right?
So it's just Goldwyn in SF.
Yeah.
And then their online store, as far as America goes, and then allegedly Essence and Notre.
Holy shit.
I mean, to be honest, I think this stuff would be like eating Valence's lunch if it was more accessible. And we talk about that in comparison to, like, say, like Valence, which has its own shipping issues and stock issues. But like Goldwyn is just like not enough publicity out there, or not enough stockists also.
Yeah, like, because this stuff I think would do really well at stores like Haven, Dark Side Initiative. Yeah, or even like Neighbor would carry this really well, I think, or like Roden Gray.
Dude, if I bet you if you put this stuff like right next to Valence on the same racks and you didn't tell people like what brand was what, like the price point is cheaper.
Is it? I haven't looked at the pricing. Like, how much is it? How much was the vest?
It's cheaper. The vest was $410.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Fuck. I should check this stuff out then. I thought it'd be way more expensive.
Yeah, no, it's...
Oh, that's well priced.
Honestly, like, it seems well priced.
Yeah, it hits the right spot between the Gort vibe and the fashion vibe. And Valence just feels like it's in a completely different category these days. Like, there's enough overlap because of the trends, but aesthetically, they're quite different once you get into the details.
It's Valence that's not scared to be fashion.
That's a good
absolutely
take.
For the r/Arc'teryx. Imagine if they like if they launched that same Goldwyn collab or like Goldwyn collection, but it was Valence. The r/Arc'teryx crowd would go nuts. Like, not on my mainline website. This is proof that the brand is selling out.
It's a great Reddit for giggles.
I'm going to SF at the end of the month, so I'm like, hopefully I'll be able to go check it out in person, try on some of the stuff.
Going to SF right when I'm going to be in New York.
Yeah, sorry, bud.
Yeah, it feels good. It's nice to have a new brand come into this space that seems exciting and pretty trustworthy, you know, as far as the finish, construction, quality goes, and legacy.
Yeah, I'm really glad people like care about Goldwyn like that, because I feel like they tried making City product 2 years ago and it didn't really take off, like not many stockists and not much interest. I'm really happy people care about Goldwyn, because naturally I think it'll just make it easier to buy in North America.
Mm-hmm. Okay, acronym drop two, like I don't even know how to classify it. There was the initial retail drop, but that included a couple exclusives, including the vaunted BK2, which John and I both purchased, and a couple other accessories.
Y'all resell yours? I know Kobe sold his for retail.
I'm the guy that sold it for $1,000 ungrailed.
You dog.
That Allen key is me.
The Allen key. Yeah. Pro tip to everyone out there. Find an expensive object. If it's an Allen key, it should be like sterling silver or something like that to hold your tags down when you're taking pictures. I always do it. I'm like, God, I don't want to have my like pasty fat finger in this. Is there a way to, I'm trying to like fold it down so it's not in the picture. It really feels like it'll diminish the appeal.
I would use a chopstick.
That's smart.
Yeah, but Kobe's white as shit, man. He doesn't have chopsticks.
Takeout chopsticks.
Yeah, I need a knife or something. That's more on brand.
Yeah, so wait, you guys also copped, any of you guys copped the J28?
No, I don't have it.
Yes.
Oh, you got it, right?
I was going to say, that was so quick. My man wanted to brag.
So there were the exclusives that came along with the retail release, which was a few weeks ago. And that was the BK2, the NG11, that kind of stuff, just accessories. And then they had the drop last week where it was the J28, the S27, and the other thing?
LA10?
Yeah, LA10M.
The white J28 went fast.
What, like under 5 minutes or something like that? I was late. It wasn't there.
Yeah, I texted you that, like, yo, white J28, and then you didn't respond to me, and then I see you responding in Discord. I'm like, well, I guess I'll fuck myself.
You texted me while I was already trying to check out for the LA10. I was just like, I don't have time to respond to this. I thought it would sell out much faster. Thankfully, it didn't.
We should have known that there'd be some kind of special J28.
Yeah.
Shame on us.
But, like, would you have kept it if you got a white one? Like, I got offered, like, the medium for retail, and I still don't want it. The collar just doesn't interest me.
The retail is insane. Sky high.
Yeah, like what, 2.4 euros?
2.4.
Something around
even
there.
Though the euros in the tank, like, still, I couldn't do it, man.
It's not cheap. It's like, if it was Windstopper, I think I would buy it just because, like, that's such a piece I regret buying. But for GT, I just don't really care for acronyms Gore-Tex shells anymore. Like, it's such a useless thing. It's, like, too over-engineered, too heavy, just whatever.
It's the kind of thing for me where... Like, I kept the J47 TS GT just because I think it's really cool. I feel like if you own more than one acronym Gore-Tex shell, you need to take a good look at yourself.
You need therapy.
Yeah. But the white one went fast. A few have showed up for sale, clearly by people who bought them to resell. It just seems like no one online likes this J28. Like, have you read anything with any kind of positive slant?
There's no fit picks, first of all.
Mean, people tried to defend, like, for example, the rain, what did they call it?
The apron? The raindrop?
The apron. Because, like, for cycling purposes, they're like, holy shit, are you going to wear your, like, Gore-Tex Pro 2.4K jacket to go cycling? Like, there's 8,000 different purpose-built jackets that are way better for that, and you're not, like, literally throwing away money as you cycle and get sweaty.
Especially the white one.
Oh, for sure.
Fuck. Yeah. I don't know. I like the hood. I just think the collar is so fucking ugly.
And, like, let's be clear here. We will simp for, like, white Gore-Tex jackets. Like, the Jill one. The Jill Arcturus.
Fuck.
Yeah, John just nutted. But, like...
Fuck, I want that.
That thing was incredible. And, like, that shit was expensive as fuck, too. At least, like, it didn't pretend, like, oh, yeah, this is the, you know... God's gift to jackets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Too expensive and just the wrong timing, I think. Like, I don't think anyone was, like, really waiting for a J28. Anyone who has one or wants one has one already, too, I feel like.
Hey, let's be real. You kept asking to update, like, the acronym drop monitor.
Yeah, for the LA10, not the J28. I knew I couldn't afford it.
It's kind of sad to see the J28 sitting. It's on acronym.com.
Oh, is it sitting?
Full size run and block.
There's something about it that really speaks volumes about the state of acronym in this whole world right now.
Part of me wonders if it's like an effect of they made too many and the presence of the white makes the black immediately less covetable. Like, immediately, it's like owning the black means you weren't fast enough to get the white, kind of, right? Because people seem to...
It does feel like a cope.
Yeah, everyone wants the one that sells out faster because you get vindicated. It's like, oh.
Right, and then like, you'd much rather get the OG J28 rather than this one that has the stupid-ass rain apron.
Yeah, rain apron, stupid collar. Yeah, I don't know. Just
and most expensive yet.
Yeah, this thing's crazy. It's like, what, $100 cheaper than the J99? Or what's the really long insulated one?
J99, yeah. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah, that thing's a chunky boy. So it's like, you know, you compare those two, it's like, fuck, this thing's just a shell.
I think the Windstopper was like 1,400 euros.
Wow, yeah, a grand.
I think.
A whole band less.
It's actually the same price, but with the euro conversion. But
yeah, yes, this US dollar supremacy, I'm loving it.
It's insane how low the euro is right now. Because I checked out, I saw my receipt, and I was like, oh, yo, this is going to hurt so much. And I check, I'm like, oh, fuck, the euro's worthless. It's like buying in America all of a sudden.
Speaking as a man who makes Canadian dollars.
I messed up. I should have taken the American salary.
Yeah, dude, I made a good choice. I moved here right when it started going up.
My boss is doing so well for himself right now. But yeah, let's talk about the items that we did get. We both got the S27 or AD, and we both got rid of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just too fragile and too expensive for what I needed for it.
Yeah, I agree. Too fragile, too expensive. the zipper was really problematic. It was just not the right choice of hardware for AD. And the way it interfaced with the collar made it get stuck pretty consistently. And it was giving me a lot of anxiety that I was going to rip something.
My friend ripped it. So like I sold it to my friend. And he texts me the night of. He's like, yo, with a picture, he's like, I fucked up. And I just see a hole where the zipper is. Fuck, it's so bad.
Yo, John, when you initially said you were considering going skiing in it, I was like, yo, you're out of your mind.
What else would you do in it?
There's nothing else you can do with it. Like, you can't casually wear that thing.
Flex on other acronym nerds and then just put it back in your closet.
Okay, that's what I do with all my acronyms.
I mean, it's a litmus test for your intelligence. Like, if you're wearing that as a flex, then... Yeah, you really got the worms and just
dude, isn't, understand. Isn't buying acronym entirely a litmus test for your intelligence? Like, if you're buying this shit, like, you're just crazy.
My strong thesis is that acronym attracts stupid, and I've yet to be proven wrong.
Well, my thesis is that acronym is a wealth transfer mechanism from students. Students with student loan debt to Errolson Hugh.
Ooh.
My OSAP payments are super late because of Errolson. Yeah. So my friend, he contacted his buddy who does pattern making, and we're going to try and jack most of the S27 pattern and just make by our own AD and make our own without the shitty zipper. So I can actually use it for skiing and running in the winter. So I'll see how that goes.
So what are you going to do for the collar? How are you going to get it on? It's just going to be a pullover? Or you're gonna
I think we're just going to do a front zipper.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're just gonna make it like a polo style, kind of, so you can like flip it down and wear it casually.
Buying a Senshi hoodie is that hard, eh?
Oh, it is so fucking hard. Buying the S27 was infinitely easier than buying the Senshi hoodie. Like, I cannot exaggerate how hard that thing is to get.
Incredible lengths
for a fucking $45 pullover. I've lost my mind trying to buy that thing. It blows my mind.
You could have pre-ordered.
Yo, dude, I'm not doing that. It's so much work. You never know when that shit's coming.
Yeah, I regret not but pre-ordering.
Yeah. Anywho, I'm going to go make my own bootleg S27 now. No, I can't say that. We're making our own original AD design. Hit us up if you want one.
It's. I feel like you see a lot of people doing DIY stuff with AD because it's hard. It's rare to find stuff in it, and I think most people aren't satisfied with what's on the market in that fabric.
Yeah, and it's cheap. It's... like compared to any other like outdoorsy popular fabric, it's very accessible. Like, there's no order minimums, or it's a really small minimum, comes in a bunch of colors, and yeah, just easy to get.
One of the reasons it's easy to get is because it's not that good. FYI.
Yeah, it's fucking shit. This thing like sheds like a bitch.
Yeah, it'd be better if it was sandwiched between two other layers of fabric.
Yo, can you pattern the LA10 and then rip some of those for me?
Okay, I actually want to. I got the LA10, and I think it is one of my favorite purchases in a long time. Mainly because it's wide and it's short, both of which I am. So it's like just perfect that way. And it's got pockets.
That's cool. Yeah, what do you think about the fact that they made it in M over DS?
I think M is a really good choice, and it's the right choice. Because I think if you lined it, if you did like an AD lined DS shirt, people are probably going to rip the liner because DS is stretchy, and I imagine DS will stretch more than AD, so people are going to fuck up the liner that way. And makes a bit more sense. It's like crispier with the pockets. It's just, yeah, I think like over time it kind of ages, it will age better.
They both look good too.
Yeah. And I don't think it looks as frumpy or whatever it does in the pictures where the seams look kind of messy. It's like pretty clean in person.
Mm-hmm. I think dry skin looks pretty luxe as far as like soft shell fabrics go, but M looks even better, I would argue. It's less shiny.
I think dry skin is really nice when it's new. It just doesn't age that well. Like over time.
People do put dry skin from acronym on like a pedestal. Like people always think of, for example, like the definitive version of, say, the P10 is the DS.
DS is the best pant fabric. I think it's the most general pant fabric because it's comfy and it does all the things you need acronym to do.
Yeah, there's some styles that suit it and some that don't, like the P10 or the P33, stuff that has less pocketing and hardware and whatnot, but something like the P24A or
P38,
like P45, P44A or whatever those are, yeah, they're better in E.
38 especially.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, definitely. Gore-Tex is not the best fabric for that?
Oh, fuck, I forgot about those. I still can't believe those sold out.
Maybe it's changed, but a lot of people hated E for a long time. They said it was too loud, more so, and it didn't breathe well, not enough stretch. People said it was better for hotter climates. Doesn't seem any less warm or cool than dry skin in my experience.
Well, E's kind of changed definition over time, right? Like it used to be.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe it's gotten thicker.
Did they change the vendor or?
Well, because E used to be for Epic Cotton or whatever it was called, right?
No, I mean the encapsulated. Oh, okay. But yeah. Right. Cotton. Yeah. Yeah. But there was the P10 AE from a while ago. They were made in the alpha. And it seemed like the consensus from those was that E wasn't good. And somehow things flipped around. Maybe from the P36. Because they were so hyped up. Fuck. And no one knows whether they're actually good or not because no one owns them.
They're actually impossible to buy.
They look kind of ugly.
I don't like I don't like how the crotch looks on those. It's got the same problem as a P33, and the waist system doesn't look comfortable.
Yeah, the length isn't right either. It's kind of like the cursed length where it's like right on the ankle.
I'll buy the 3 so.
Okay, what about BK2?
I really like mine. I think it's like, I forgot how cold Canadian winter is. And it's just really nice having a balaclava that's easy to put on. Like, you don't have to, like, wrestle with your life to throw it over your face. And it's nice how easy it comes undone without having to, like, kind of, like, pull it off your face and all that. So, I like it. It's, like, a little hairier than I would like for my taste, but I'm happy with it so far.
You're just an Asian man who's not used to having any hair on his face, so...
Absolutely not. This is my substitute for a mustache.
I just copped, like an acne beanie for my girlfriend for Christmas. You know, you got to get the girls what they want.
That's like, how you know she doesn't listen to the pod.
Yeah. She's not pilled. Yo, that shit smelled like ass. I had to like immediately wash that with Woolite.
Where'd you buy it?
I bought it off Essence private sale. Nice.
Like the smiley face beanie?
I don't know how to describe it. Like a mid face? Like,
Yeah. Interesting. Wool smells like ass.
I feel like it goes away on some garments. Like I remember on the old Sevians, they used to smell so sheepy at first, and then as you warm and wash them, it go away. And then like the Outlier ultra fine tees, like those things, you smell like a wet sheep every time you sweat. Yeah. Okay, so the BK2, I really like that it has the integrated hat.
Yes,
I wasn't expecting that.
I thought they would charge me extra for that.
Yeah, or that it just didn't exist, or it was going to come out and it was going to be like an $1,000 hat, like the H1KR or whatever.
Did you two just convince yourself that like a 350 euro balaclava was a steal because it came with like a little integrated like brim?
Yeah.
It's not a steal, but...
I didn't get ripped off, so that's a win.
The zipper looks better and is nicer than the one on the NG4 by a good margin.
And it's lined the full way down, which is kind of like the old NG4, which is nice. It's cool. Mm-hmm. Like, there's some issues with the BK2, but I think overall it's like, for a stupid purchase like that, I'm content.
Yeah. For me, it was worth a try. I really didn't like how it looked on me, and neither did my significant other, so I had to move on.
That's because you don't have AirPod Maxes. There's the two holes on the side are designed for optimal placement of your headphones.
That's true.
Sorry, like guys, it's strictly nothing. You got to talk only nothing audio devices here on this. If you're talking acronym, come on.
The only audio devices I have are AirPod Pros and earbuds from like 20 years ago.
Wait, what's wrong with audio devices? I don't even know what is that in reference to.
Our listeners. Nothing. The Nothing brand, it's like that Carl Pei guy. That
Yeah.
That like Errolson's doing ads and stuff for.
Errolson does ads for
so
him?
Cringe.
Well, like he made like a TikTok or some shit for them that they like reposted or something.
People gotta stop making TikToks.
Yeah, Haven, we're talking to you.
my boss has me making TikToks at work these days.
Really?
Yeah.
Can we link them in the description?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, there are two employees at company.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to figure out which one I am too. But yeah, the like the round bits around the ear is like they're double padded for like insulation for your ears, I guess.
Okay, yeah, yeah, it was double padded. Right. Is there a hole in the middle, or am I just making shit up?
I don't think so. I forget. It's I only bought this thing to resell, so I really don't know.
Yeah, I was really perturbed because I bought the BK2 and the NG11.
You kept the 11?
And one of them. I kept the 11. I like the 11 a lot.
Wait, is that the turtleneck?
It's the choker, yeah.
Yep.
You would buy a turtleneck.
How much was it?
It was like 110 euros.
Before the VAT, right?
Before the VAT.
Okay. That's
so, then shipping is half the price.
Shipping was about half the price, yeah. But I got the BK2 as well and made up for it by
how much
reselling it for $1,000.
How much do you guys think you've spent on acronym shipping in your lifetime?
Well, that's easy for me. I've only done, 200 euros probably. Just under, like four orders, which is insane.
Probably like double that for me, which is shameful.
That hurts.
I think I've spent maybe like 135, three orders.
That hurts, man. That shit fucking hurts.
It's just not on my mind at all when I'm checking out.
You just bake it into the price.
Yeah.
What you got to do is you got to keep the box and resell the box. That's the only way to offset the cost of shipping.
Wow, you acronym dudes are going crazy. First the bag, and then the piece of paper, and now you need the box. And if bonus points if your box doesn't come fucked up by DHL.
Have you seen the pictures of those dudes online that keep the boxes in their room? So you see like a mountain of acronym boxes.
That's arguably worse than keeping shoe boxes.
Dude, it's horrible, I think. That you need therapy at that point.
Where can I buy that tape?
the handle with care tape. I always take that one off.
Somebody rep that.
The handle with care sticker.
Yeah.
I think UPS is more likely to manhandle it. One of those stickers is on there. I was just looking at the site the other day, and I was like, "Holy shit! There is so much product on this site."
I don't know if it's because they're making more or it's just like not selling as well. But yeah, I've never seen the site this populated before.
There's still VaporMaxes available.
I mean, for good reason. I mean, to be honest, like before there was too little product, right? Like there hadn't been a three. I remember like maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, there wasn't like a 3A release in years. And so the market was starved for that. And so like they put out a whole ton of 3As and all different color permutations. And then like, so now it sits to some degree because like, what's the market really for $1,000 bags?
Yeah, the prices keep going up too. Like you can just go through the different 3A ones and it's like €100 difference for the different releases.
Yeah.
Usually they do a bag drop every year or so, right? And it'd just be a few of them. And the stuff would sell out really quick, especially the 3A2 and 3A1. Yeah. But now they've just been pumping them out. And it feels bizarre with all those different mixes and foils and colors and whatnot. None of them like come together right. It's like the Ranger green is cool, but the zipper looks ass. The mixes are kind of cool, but I'd rather just like have one that's in the green foil if I'm going to buy one with the foil.
So just bring back.
It's just kind of weird.
Limonata. Oh. However you pronounce that.
The one that flakes?
The one that flakes and looks really cooked.
Yeah.
After a few years.
I just think the bags all look like shit. Like, I think price-wise, I think they're still within the acronym consumer's ballpark. But mix just looks so fucking bad. Like, it's insane that, like, one pocket is this and the other one's just reversed. It looks so bad. And they're all in horrible colors, too.
Yo, Errolson, just leave the multi for the jackets and the pants. That's it.
There is the one multi 3A1 that I wish I had so I could resell. But other than that, they all look like ass.
You don't see those very often.
Isn't the rumor that there's going to be a white 3A1?
There used to be one, right? Like, they've made one already, I think. Is there a new one coming out?
I thought so. I thought that was the rumor.
Oh, shit. Because I think they're redoing, like, the all-black foil. That's the one I've seen. But interesting.
Maybe they'll do a Valence collaboration where they make recycled Gore-Tex 3A bags.
Yeah, that's going to come right alongside with the Valence Rimowa.
Oh my god, the Rimowa stuff is so fucking cringe. God, I hate that brand.
Dude, the Rimowa, like Adidas, those NMDs, like stop trying to make it happen, man.
I was looking at their page. I've never looked at their Instagram page. And I was like, holy shit. Look at these collabs and look how stupid these fucking bags are.
The last two Rimowa collabs I can name off the top of my head are What's his fucking face? The guy who does the Pokemon sculptures. Daniel Arsham.
Fuck that guy.
And fucking Adidas NMDs. Yo, this brand is dunzo.
The Dior collab was good. And then everything else from there was just... Oh, the Supreme one was great too. Because the promotional video was sick. But everything else has just been shit. I feel like every time I travel, I do the mental backflips to try and buy a Rimowa. Then I'm like, wait, if I'm not flying business, I should absolutely not own one of these shitty things.
So what are you copying? Like an Away?
No, I have like a shitty Samsonite from like TJ Maxx.
Yo, because Away is unethical. And you should cop a Monos. I know the guy who... his brother like founded Monos or something.
Can you give me a discount?
No, I can't even get a discount.
Fuck. Okay, never mind. Shit.
Away's not going to sponsor us now.
Fuck. They weren't going to sponsor us anyway.
Read the Casper read. Read the Mattress read.
Yo, I'll do the Fable read right now.
Shadowland Legends, or what is it called?
Raid Shadow Legends or whatever. Is that what it is?
Dang.
I play video games.
We can just start reading.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a video game, right?
Your age is showing, Kobe.
I'm totally out of the video game world. I learned about video games through like TV commercials, and I don't even watch TV. Like that's where I'm at with these things.
Just Sunday Night Football, baby.
Yeah, whatever they do. The new Modern Warfare was on there.
Shit. Oh yeah. Fuck. I really want to play that.
Don't act like you don't. You're not like deep into that shit.
I literally cannot. Like, I bought a new monitor, and that thing does not work with the PlayStation.
He bought the new Apple monitor.
Yeah,
how much you spend on that?
No comment.
Like, $5,000?
No. Roughly, like, an expensive... like, one of the more expensive acronym jackets, roughly.
So you could have had a J28.
Probably, yeah. But now, not only do I not have a J28, I can't play PlayStation anymore because this thing doesn't have fucking buttons. So you can't adjust the brightness or the audio if it's not connected to a Mac. So yeah, I've given up. It's kind of good. This way I don't play it. My sleep has improved a lot since I put down the controller.
It's got built-in parental controls. That's so you to buy an Apple display to game and have it not work. For gaming.
I think my only course of action now is to buy a TV and like mount it on my ceiling or something like that.
Don't do that.
You know, this is good for you. Less Warzone means that you can sleep better. You're going to stop being so racist and, you know, swear less. And also, like, you're going to cop less Leaf. It's if anything, it's like a way to save you money.
Yeah, that's good. This way I don't have to dress myself like I dress my skins. Yeah, fuck. Yeah, I want to play Call of Duty.
I think it's a legitimate question. How much have violent video games gotten people into this world of fashion?
I think
acronym Leaf.
I think anime has a crazy effect.
See, I can't even think about anime without wanting to throw up in my mouth. When we go into video game talk, we've regressed even more than when we go into sneaker talk.
I think, I mean, like, I did enjoy just shitting on John for a second. The question about like video games and tech wear is like, it's a legitimate question, right? Like, yo, what portion of the population is here because they're fucking weebs and fucking like anime or video games?
I don't think video games has as great of an effect, just because when I think of like the Call of Duty playing type guys, they'll just wear a Call of Duty or like a streamer's hoodie. I think it's the anime people that like are fetishized more of this like tactical stuff, right? Like the guys that will sketch themselves into an anime wearing a J1 or something like that. That I see a lot more of. Like that's a lot more pervasive.
The anime Photoshop edits.
Oh my god. Oh, like when you put like a cyber head on your
heads, yes. Oh, and like the crossover of like dudes who like Gundam and tech wear.
Oh shit, there's a lot.
That shit's vile.
Thanks a lot for listening. We're trying to put out content more frequently and are taking suggestions for future episodes. DM us on Instagram @raincheckpod. Thanks again. Bye.